Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The DH, Johnny Grubb. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dave Collins. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Darnell Coles. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting ninth. The catcher, Dwight Lowry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Randy O'Neill. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, John Cangalosi. Batting second. The center fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Jerry Hairston. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Russ Moorman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Cowley. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker takes first base on ball four. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is called out on strikes. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Moorman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Collins for the out. Evans moves to second. Two outs. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. One out. Dwight Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lowry moves to third. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell strikes out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off O'Neill, and towards Whitaker, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0-for-1 in the game. Cangalosi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cruz moves to third. Cangalosi moves to second. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-1 in the game. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to third for the out. Cruz scores. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-1 in the game. Hairston takes first base on ball 4. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Grubb reaches second base with a double. Darryl Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Evans is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins strikes out. Two outs. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 0-for-1 in the game. Coles hits a fly ball into left field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moorman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fisk moves to third. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Cruz hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fisk tags and scores. One out. It's 5-0, White Sox. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cangalosi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Guillen moves to second. Jim Slaton now pitching. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Boston hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gibson, who is chasing the ball. Boston reaches third base with a triple. Guillen scores. Cangalosi goes all the way around to score. It's 7-0, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Baines hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boston tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-0, White Sox. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hairston hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hewlett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hairston moves to second. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Moorman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hairston scores. Hewlett moves to third. It's 9-0, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cowley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whitaker hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, he has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Cangalosi hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Boston hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-1, White Sox. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Darryl Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Grubb moves to second. Darryl Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Grubb moves to third. Evans moves to second. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 0-for-2 in the game. Coles hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops it up and throws to first, with Slayton covering, for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hairston hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dwight Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lowry takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whitaker hits a pop-up towards third. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-3 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Moorman hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-1, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Searage now pitching. Larry Herndon pinch hits for Johnny Grubb. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon takes first base on ball 4. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans strikes out. One out. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herndon moves to second. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 0-for-3 in the game. Coles takes first base on ball 4. Herndon moves to third. Collins moves to second. Bill Dolly now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Cangalosi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops it up and throws to first, with Slayton covering, for the out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dwight Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whitaker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Bergman pinch hits for Alan Trammell. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.